Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Well, here he is. Hello, Gav.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks, mate. How are you?
A bit dishevelled, but all right.
You're a bit
did you say, and a bit dishevelled.
I was just going to say dishevelled. There's a word. Wow.
A bit dishevelled. I was a bit dishevelled yesterday, too, with all the wind and the heat.
Yeah, what's it like at the moment outside?
It's becoming very overcast now. I mean, there doesn't seem to be a lot of rain on the radar, because I've been checking that. But quite breezy and overcast.
Yeah, I was looking at the forecast, and I think they're forecasting rain at about 9 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, if it gets here.
Heavy shower, I think four mils. I think they're saying 4 mils.
Well, we might get one if we're lucky.
Yes, well, we may.
Everything seems to be south of Sydney at the moment.
Yeah, it's amazing how that happens sometimes. Anyway.
Isn't it? Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is I think we're going to get a cool change over the next couple of days.
Well, I did notice that the temperature is supposed to drop, which will make it much better gardening weather.
Indeed. Now, speaking of gardening, we have something very interesting to talk about today, and that's herb gardens, which are perfect for the summer period coming up. So, as we know, there's just so many herbs these days we can choose from.
Well, there is, and of course now is the time to get them started so they're all nice and fresh for summer, because everybody loves salads. Everybody loves, you know, their basil. Yeah, did you know that basil actually makes a very good insect repellent, as well as being probably one of the most popular herbs that we grow? And I didn't actually know that. Rosemary, you know, for all those people that love their barbecue, their lamb barbecue skewers over the summer period, you can use rosemary spikes and put everything on that just to give you that flavour through them. Of course, there's things like mint. I mean, everybody loves a nice cool drink with a sprig of mint in the top of it. They actually make a very nice mojito mint, which has just got that extra little bit of punch in it. But now is the time to get them started. So the best spot, now, whether this be in a big pot, whether this be in a veggie pod, whether this be in a window box, or even in the garden, somewhere that may be getting morning sun, but definitely would be in the shade by about lunchtime. The one thing that'll make herbs very woody and hard, which is the one thing you don't want, is very hot afternoon sun.
Yeah.
So a nice spot that gets a bit of morning sun to make them grow, but then afternoon shade to cool them off again so they keep fresh and supple, and that's really what you want. Now, the other thing that keeps them fresh and supple is, of course, constant picking. So the one thing you've always got to do if you want a good herb garden is to, whether you're going to use it, give it to a neighbour, put it in the compost bin, whatever you want to do with it, but keep every week, keep picking it. It keeps them young and keeps them fresh if they get constantly picked. So that's the one thing you definitely want to do for a fresh veg, a herb garden, is to constantly keep refreshing the foliage by constantly keep picking them. Now, if you want a good soil, apart from a good potting mix for those ones in pots, the two products they make, very, very good products for the actual purpose, is, of course, the planting compost, which comes in a bag. It's a very good bag. It's just like buying a bag of a potting mix, except that it's planting compost for the garden. It's got all the good stuff in it to give them a good start. And the other one that is one of my favorites, as I've mentioned before, is 5-in-1. Now, 5-in-1 actually do a mulch in a bag that's like a planting compost. Again, especially dark and rich and good for starting off all this sort of stuff. Now, the other thing that I would always, a little tip to tell everybody, is to use an organic liquid fertilizer. There's nothing better herbs grown with a fortnightly dose of my old favorite, the Sea Soul, Power Feed, 5-in-1, the liquid version. They're all really, really good. Don't use them all. Just pick one. Maybe vary them. When one bottle's finished, go on to a different one. Keep the change up a bit. But use one of these fabulous organic liquid fertilizers. And if we put all that rich organic material into the herbs, we're going to get richer, luscious herbs to eat afterwards.
And that's the result you want. I was going to ask you, actually, in regards to the planting process of herbs. How do we go about the planting process of herbs?
Well, generally they're sold individual. You buy them. Ours are all here in alphabetical order in the nurseries, you know, and they're seasonal. So the biggest amount would be between now and Christmas. They tend to come in every week, and you get nice fresh ones on a weekly basis. And we plant them just single individual herbs, and depending on which variety will depend on how big they spread. Some of them only spread to about a bread and butter plate. Some of them spread like thyme, spread to be about the size of a dinner plate. So it will depend which one as to how much room you give it and how much it spreads. But buy them just as an individual plant, and as I said, from about the 4 to 6 week mark, just constantly keep pecking at it or picking at it, and that will keep it nice and fresh and lush. And some of them in the list, we can go through a few. Coriander, fabulous for stir fries salads over summer. Those Asian flavours will come through.
Indeed.
Our good old basil. And as I said, one thing I didn't know is it actually is used as an insect repellent. Parsley, of course. Very, very popular, including the flat leaf parsley, which is commonly known as Italian parsley. Good old oregano, which is fabulous in salads and pastas. Rocket. Rocket's probably one of the most popular ones we sell to go in with all your picking lettuce in those big salad bowls on a barbecue table over summer. I mentioned rosemary is one of the toughest, easiest herbs to grow. It grows a little bit bigger than most. You know, rosemary can get to almost a meter tall, but you need that for the skewers off it if you're going to grow them for the nice long skewers. Sage is a very popular one. All your different mints, and let's face it, there's common chef's mint, there's peppermint, there's spearmint, there's this mojito for drinks, which you put a sprig in the top, always very popular. And then, of course, you've got things like tansy, which is a really good herb to keep away flies, which we've certainly noticed in the last couple of days have turned up with all those westerlies after Sunday. Mm. The flies have gone incredible.
They have, haven't they? Yeah.
And then, of course, for those people that have an indoor cat, and there's a lot of them, the cat people out there, we've got cat grass and catnip, and that's one thing that will always keep your pussycat happy. And it means that, you know, for all those cats that are indoor cats, they can still have, if you have a little balcony or something, grow a patch of cat grass or catnip, and they will absolutely love you for it.
Okay. Another question I want to ask you is, yep, is the length. How long would a herb plant last for?
Well, to be perfectly honest, as long as you keep it fresh, it will keep producing for maybe 2, possibly 3 years. Some of them, like basil, is only an annual. So basil's a bit like tomatoes. So you put it in now, it lasts the summer. By about March or April, when it's starting to cool down again, basil starts to die off. So you collect all the last of it, you freeze dry it, and you put it in the freezer for use through the winter when you can't buy fresh basil. But all the rest of them, you know, rosemary, you'll get 5 or 6 years out of it. And parsley, coriander's another seasonal one. I would only ever put coriander in once a year. I would put it in now for the next couple of months, play with it over summer, get the most out of it. And then again, like basil, when it starts to go to seed and it's ready to give up for the year, just literally take it out, leave it bare, and then put a fresh one in the following spring.
Yes, and the important thing there, as you mentioned earlier on, when you're planting, make sure that you plant in a sunny and partly shaded area.
Correct. You will always get better herbs. Same as those people that have herbs on a windowsill in the kitchen. If you've got a windowsill that gets all the lovely morning sun, but then the heat of the afternoon is off that window, you will have a lovely little individual lineup of herbs in pots along that windowsill. And it's exactly the same wherever you may put them outside. Get that spot that's got that lovely morning sun to get them going. Give them a good soak first thing in the morning, and then let them go the afternoon.
Sounds good. Okay.
And the other thing, as I said, the other thing is just to feed them with a liquid fertilizer every fortnight. Makes such a huge difference and will keep all those lovely leaves nice and supple and fresh, ready to pick.
Indeed. And, of course, as we were saying last week, to put a reminder on your calendar or in your phone when you need to next fertilise, and that's doing the liquid fertiliser. All right, Gav, it's been great to talk to you about herbs coming up in summer. And as you say, there's a whole list of herbs that you can get. And make sure you find a sunny and also partly shaded area. Try and water them in the morning before 10 o'clock if you can. That's another bit of advice there from Gav. And we can also find out some more information on this as well on the website. You have a website down there at Lee Rowans?
You certainly can. The www.leerowans.com website. And also, come and see us here.
Two tremendous locations.
We are. We're 381 Hillsborough Road at Warners Bay, at the bottom of Hillsborough Road at the Warners Bay end, and also on the freeway on your way to Sydney at Arimba.
Excellent. Well, as always, it's wonderful to catch up for another week. The weeks go so fast.
Yes.
They just fly
absolutely
by, don't they? And
let's
hope we can get a little bit of rain tonight, Gav. That'll be nice.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed, but you never know.
Never know. All right, Gav, good to talk to you.
All right, you too.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
There he is from Lee Rowans Garden World. And Gav certainly knows his stuff. He's a good man too.